This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. Hello and welcome back to Market Talk. This week we'll be perusing US payrolls, examining US high yield debt, and after the G7 comes the G20. We'll be having a quick chat about that too. Still hoarse from Saturday night's footy match is me, Frances Watson, but refreshed and raring to go from a public holiday in Hong Kong is Ben Bennett, Head of Investment Strategy and Research. Hi, Ben, you can tell I'm still hoarse. How was your holiday?
It was extremely good fun, actually. We got out on the water, had a bit of sailing, missed the football. At 3 a.m, it's a bit late for me.
Yeah, you'd have to be super keen to do that. Okay, so let's just concentrate on what was in markets last week. We had the US payroll data for June. Markets seemed to think the numbers were just right.
Yeah, exactly. I think Goldilocks is how I've seen it described. And in that sense, it was higher than the last couple of monthly prints, which were, I guess, a little bit disappointing. People were just wondering if there was the decent strength that we were hoping for in the US economy. But this number, 850,000 jobs created. See, the unemployment rates actually went up a little bit, which is a bit surprising, but that's because more people entered the jobs market. So all told, it was pretty good. It's good enough to be to show that the economy is on track, the recovery is on track, but not too strong that the Federal Reserve is going to react and have to tighten their monetary policy too early. That's the key.
Yeah, and let's go on to the virus news again, which we just can't get away from. We've got, sadly, renewed restrictions in Portugal, just announced. Parts of Australia, I think Sydney, Victoria, locking down again. But yet the UK is still pressing ahead with its Freedom Day on 19th of July. What do you make about that?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, the Delta variant does seem to be spreading. I think the UK was ahead in that respect in terms of developed markets, but it's going to be spreading in lots of other places. Politicians look as though they're trying to control that spread. I mean, they're fighting a losing battle, unfortunately. But yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see what the UK does and see if they do allow restrictions to be reduced. That suggests that they're comfortable with what's going on. They're comfortable that the vulnerable part of the population has been inoculated and that economic activity can remain pretty high. But I do feel, though, that some people are restricting themselves a touch, aren't they? Even if the government says you can go forth and go and mingle and do whatever you want to do, it does feel as though there is going to be some small economic impact. And we have seen that a little bit in markets, maybe earlier in the week when we were getting those numbers, the slightly more worrying numbers. We were definitely seeing a reversal of that reopening trade, you know, the cyclicals out from them. They were starting to lag a little bit on that news. But since then, I think investors are getting comfortable that it's not going to be a big issue. And like I said, we'll see what the UK does.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a natural note of caution. I mean, we've been told to stay indoors and you know, don't actually talk to anyone, let alone see them. So it's got, but it's interesting, you know, you mentioned there about the leisure and the travel stocks. And actually, one in particular, which I have a bit myself, PA, I won't mention the name, but, you know, I noticed it had quite a big drop, and it's sort of in the middle of a trading range. So it is a wait and see. And of course, Europe, again, is still very much behind the UK on the vaccine front. But a different story, though, Ben, in the prices of US high-yield debt, which have rallied significantly since their March lows. And here, I guess, examples of companies we're talking, what, Boeing, Carnival, American Airlines, BBB, BBB rated debt.
Also, well, lower than BBB, that's the high-yield level. So BBB, single B, and then the triple Cs, which are some of those, you know, the names that are in real trouble. But yeah, there are some names here that might not make it. And yet the yield on high-yield US dollar-denominated debt is about 3.7%. It's an all-time low, 3.7%. So you're not getting an awful lot of yield. But the reason is that you get hardly anything from government bonds. I mean, in Europe, you get negative yields. So people are still looking, searching for yield. And we've seen anything with a bit of yield as a result, under significant demands. And that's the function of huge amounts of liquidity. The Federal Reserve is still printing tons of money, and you've got to try and put it somewhere, haven't you? So like I said, an all-time low at this sort of stage. It will be interesting when they start to drain it. We'll see what happens to yields at that point. But presumably the Federal Reserve is not going to announce tapering. They're not under pressure to announce tapering because of those Goldilocks jobs numbers. And so maybe this can continue for a little bit longer.
You mentioned what could happen on the Federal Reserve front. Of course, we get this week, we get to look at the FOMC minutes. I mean, always an interesting one, isn't it? Because you can always, I always like to see who's dissenting from the, you know, from the party line. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's really interesting because the minutes are not necessarily a record of exactly what everyone said. People have got to sign this off after the event. And, you know, you can change, you can sort of say what you should have said instead of what you actually said. So often it's a reflection of whether the Federal Reserve group are happy with how the market has interpreted what they did a few weeks ago during the June meeting. Firstly, I think they'll be quite happy with the fact that they've got it out there, that, you know, they are interested in inflation. They're not just going to keep interest rates at zero forever. They are going to hike at some point. They're thinking, you know, a couple of times in 2023. So I think.
But is 2023 too late, though, Ben? I mean, we've got the whole of 2022 to get through first.
Yeah, but that's the point. They said, and they will say, I'm sure, in a minute, that they will react to the data. If they were going to get some really strong data in the next few months, yeah, you're right. They could even start hiking in 2022. That's a possibility.
And Venice, a very glamorous setting for the G20 summit this Friday. What are you expecting there? What's going to happen?
So this is for finance ministers and central bank governors. So they're getting together. And we've already had, haven't we, announcements. There's an agreement from a broad group of countries, 130 countries, about this global minimum tax rate, I suspect. And this is an OECD-driven idea, or at least trying to get more than just G20 involved. But I do think the G20 will be talking about this. You know, this seems to be the new push. Try and get everyone to agree. Devil's going to be in detail. You know, I already saw headlines over the weekend saying that the UK is trying to secure some sort of special deal for the financial service sector.
So yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, we'll see. So the horse trading begins. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so as regular listeners to MT will know, we always end these podcasts with a number. So, Ben, what's your number for this week and why?
Well, like I said, I missed the football, so I can't say 4 or 4-0. But the I think, and it's not even this week, but you've already mentioned it, actually. I think it's 19. I really do think that whether or not the UK decides to loosen the full restrictions is really important for markets, because it will say to all investors that you almost don't have to worry too much about the Delta variant, because politicians and, I guess, the medical profession are relatively happy that it's not going to lead to a spike in hospitalizations and in deaths. And if that's the case, then the economy is going to get back to normal, even with this Delta variant, as long as you've done your vaccinations. And that's the key.
Okay, all eyes on the 19th, and fingers crossed we're rediscovering our newfound freedoms. Ben, as always, thanks very much. Talk soon.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating, or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous, on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording, and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties, and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions, and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal & General Investment Management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, LGIM.com.